Bonjour, mes étudiants. Je suis la professeure de français à un Saint-Secondary School au Hibo, État de Rivers. Je veux parler sous le titre Pronoms relatifs. Pronoms relatifs. Ça, c'est la leçon pour au niveau de GSS 2. I want to talk on the topic relative pronoun. Pronoms relatifs. Pronoms relatifs, ce sont les mots qui sont utilisés pour donner l'information. Ce sont les mots qui sont utilisés pour donner l'information. These are words used in giving information. Relative pronouns are words used in giving information. Ils ont les formes simples et les formes composées. It has or they have simple form and a compound form. Relative pronoun is divided into two. One is the simple form and the other is the compound form. And we want to talk of the simple form now. Les formes simples. Son. Example. Example de les formes simples. Son. Qui, co, don. The first one there is, the first example is qui, and the second one is co, or k, and the third is don. These are three examples of pronoun relative or relative pronoun. And then for the qui, we say it is used for the subject of the sentence and it in English. And we have k or k. That k is written qu with apostrophe on top. That k or k, we can use them for the object of the sentence that we are referring to. And they are meaning, they mean whom, which, that. Whom, which, that. The co could be used for any word, whether it is starting with vowel or not, or consonant. But k, the one that has apostrophe, we can only use that one for all the words that are beginning with vowels. Now the next one is don, D-O-N-T, don. It is always used when we talk of possession, when we talk of something that belongs to someone, we'll always use don. And they mean, it means of whom, in whom, of which, whose, of whom, in whom, of which, whose. These are the meaning of don. Now we want to go to the sentences. Les phrases, or pronoun relative. We have key, that is the first one we want to talk about. Key, which we say means who. Numero un, c'est moi qui suis venu hier. It is me who came yesterday. It is me who came yesterday. You can see there that we are using qui to make sentence. And it is working as the subject of the sentence. Me there is the subject of the sentence. Then the next is, c'est nous qui avons tué l'animal. C'est nous qui avons tué l'animal. It is we who killed the animal. It is we who killed the animal. Now you can see, qui there is working as the subject of the sentence for the nous. The nous there is the subject of the sentence, which means we. We who killed. We who killed the animal. The next is, la fille qui s'habille bien est ma sœur. La fille Kisa Bibien Emma Say. The girl who dresses well is my sister. The girl who dresses well is my sister. La fille qui s'habille bien est ma sœur. The subject of the sentence here is la fille. La fille. Now, qui follows it? You can see that who dresses well. Who that person is there is the girl, la fille. So that is the subject of the sentence. We now go to the next example. Co or k. Co or k. The first one says, le travail que vous faites vous fatiguera. Le travail que vous faites vous fatiguera. The work that you are doing will get you tired. The work that you are doing will get you tired. The object of the sentence there is the work. The work is the object of the sentence. The work that you are doing. Le travail. Le travail there is the object of the sentence. So we say that we use them for the object of the sentence. The next is l'homme que vous regardez est mon patron. L'homme que vous regardez est mon patron. The man whom you are looking at is my boss. The man whom you are looking at is my boss. L'homme is the object of the sentence we are referring to. The person you are referring to there is l'homme, the man. Co there is working as the pronoun relative, which we are using to give information. The person that is my patron. Giving information about the person who is my patron. The next is l'énergie qu'il a déployé m'étonne. L'énergie qu'il a déployé m'étonne. The energy which he exhibited surprises me. The energy which he exhibited surprises me. The energy. L'énergie is the object of the sentence. It is working as the object of the sentence. And then we have killer deploy. Killer deploy. If you look at that word, kill la deploy, there is k with apostrophe, q-u with apostrophe, and there is il after it. That shows it is beginning with a vowel, and that is why we are using in apostrophe, because the I there is a vowel. Then we have the next example, which is donne, d-o-n-t, donne. Numéro 1, le livre dont j'ai besoin est à lui. Le livre dont j'ai besoin est à lui. The book which I need belongs to him. The book which I need belongs to him. Le livre there is the possession, is the book. That is, it's working, we say it was as a possession. When we are talking of someone's possession, something that belongs to someone. So this particular example is used in between possession. We use it to show possession of something that belongs to someone. And then the livre, le livre there is the object which is belonging to someone. It says, the book which I need belongs to him. Le livre dont j'ai besoin est à lui. Numéro 2, le stylo dont je me suis servi hier est perdu. Le stylo dont je me suis perdu hier est perdu. Le stylo dont je me suis servi hier est perdu. The pen which I used yesterday is lost. The pen which I used yesterday is lost. So the word there, the main object there is le stylo. And we are talking about the pen you used. Something that you have and it has gotten lost. And that is the pen, lo stilo. And the next is Voilà la maison dont je t'ai parlé. Voilà la maison dont je t'ai parlé. There is the house of which I spoke to you about. There is the house of which I spoke to you about. La maison, the house, is the one, is the pronoun relative which we are referring as the object in the sentence that we are giving information about. The information is centered on the house which I spoke to you about. So we say, voilà la maison dont je t'ai parlé. There is the house of which I spoke to you about. Okay, now these are all the sentences, examples now we have taken. We want to go to the assignment, devoir. We have there, compléter ces phrases avec ce pronom relatif. Compléter ces phrases avec ses pronoms relatifs. Qui donne. Complete the sentences with the correct pronoun relative. With this pronoun, we have c'est toi dash à manger le bonbon. C'est toi dash à manger le bonbon. Le livre, that is numéro 2. Le livre dash il a lu est difficile à comprendre. Le livre dash il a lu est difficile à comprendre. The first sentence there, c'est toi dash à manger le bonbon. Is you dash eating the sweets? So the dash, now you have to put in the dash. Le livre dash il a lu est difficile à comprendre. The book dash he has read is difficult to understand. Numéro 3, c'est un enfant dash je suis content. C'est un enfant dash je suis content. This is the child dash I am pleased with. This is the child dash I am glad with, or I am pleased with. Numéro 4, c'est lui dash le policier cherche. C'est lui dash le policier cherche. It is him dash the police is looking for. It is him dash the police is looking for. Merci. Au revoir.